Now, the rest of the story. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover said any boy old enough to commit a man-sized crime is old enough to take a man-sized punishment. Yet, because the criminal justice system is not willing thus far to accept that premise, older crooks often employ younger ones to commit man-sized crimes, knowing that a juvenile is likely to receive a comparative slap on the wrist. So who put Jackie Kelm up to it? Or would it make a difference if nobody did? Well, forget that. In a kinder, gentler nation, no one Jackie's age should be committing these kinds of crimes, nor any kind for that matter. Despite his age, says Fort Collins, Colorado Police Sergeant Gregg, Jackie Helm is more than a punk. He's a full-fledged criminal. And if he keeps up like this, he's in for an entire life of crime. You see, Jackie Kelm robs banks. And I mean all by himself. He's been robbing banks and fleeing the crime scene on a 10-speed bicycle. It's only a track meet starter's pistol that he's waving in the faces of bank tellers, but the tellers don't know that, and he's suspected of having committed half a dozen such bank and savings and loan robberies since February of 1986, plus assorted convenience store holdups from Longmont to Loveland. Jackie wears Halloween masks to heists, perhaps because if his intended victims suspected his age, they would not take him seriously. Jackie Kelm, K-E-L-M, is intent on being taken seriously, has been ever since that first stretch in a reformatory. But this is the rest of the story. Jackie Kelm has been arrested again. This time he's been indicted by a federal grand jury, a grown-up style indictment, 5 counts of bank robbery, and there are additional charges, aggravated theft and so on, all at the adult level, which has placed Jackie in federal custody in Denver. I mean federal custody. He's being held without bond. You'll be hearing more as the proceedings proceed, and you'll be hearing suggestions that considering Jackie's age, he ought to be rehabilitated rather than incarcerated. And there may be arguments like who can tell what Jackie might accomplish someday were he to focus his obvious ambition on something worthwhile. But authorities who claim to know him better than anyone are saying no way. And they're warning sympathetic neighbors and ill-informed social theorists that Jackie is one bad dude. He's a super punk who once held a truck driver at gunpoint until he had driven him safely from a robbery scene. Of course, mostly Jackie Kelm has been sighted fleeing the scenes of his crimes on his bike, a 10-speed getaway bicycle, which creates an intriguing mental picture. You see, Jackie Kelm, who has confessed to a solo robbery spree which has lasted more than 3 years, Jackie Kelm, who has allegedly knocked over some of the securest institutions in Colorado with nothing more than a Halloween mask and a starter's pistol, Jackie Kelm, now in federal custody and awaiting trial, has been deemed old enough to be tried as an adult. As one might gather from his nickname, he's called the Bifocal Bandit. I said he's called the Bifocal Bandit. I don't think I mentioned, did I, that Jackie Kelm is right now 82? And now you know the rest of the story.